On the line with us right now is the president and founder of the American Small Business League, excuse me, Lloyd Chapman. Lloyd, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me on your show.
And so you have a bit of breaking news for us today.
Absolutely. We've gotten some information as a result of a lawsuit we filed against the Bush administration that we just got yesterday that basically shows that for the last, 7 years, the Bush administration has lied to the public and to the press. And it shows that some of the biggest companies in the world have been the real recipients of billions of dollars in federal contracts.
Billions.
The Bush administration said went to small businesses.
Oh, my goodness. Now, first of all, give us the background, because we've talked about this on the show, you and I, over the last, couple months here. This is the suit that you were telling me about. Is that correct?
Absolutely. We asked the Small Business Administration to give us the names of all the firms that the Bush administration said had gotten small business contracts. They refused to give it to us, so we sued them. And the federal judge ruled in our favor, and they were forced to give it to us. And we got it yesterday, and it's quite shocking. It shows that companies in Europe are getting hundreds of millions in U.S. government small business contracts. And I don't think anybody out there thinks that Fortune 500 corporations should be getting small business contracts, much less, multi-billion dollar European firms.
Now, first of all, let me congratulate you and thank you as a person who runs a small business. But Lloyd, give us, so how did this, what format did they give you, a book with all the numbers in it? Or how did you finally end up getting the information? What form did it come in?
We got it on a CD.
Okay.
So it was electronic. And it'll take us weeks to go through it. But I'll tell you one thing that we've noticed.
Mm-hmm.
Again, first of all, the list is littered with the names of Halliburton and Lockheed and Boeing and, some of the biggest companies in the world. The second thing is it looks like they've tried to modify the information to sort of cover up exactly how much these large companies have gotten, and I predicted they would do that. I issued a press release about that last Friday, and sure enough, they did it. So we've got the same information from another private company, and when you compare the two numbers, it's quite interesting. So the list from the private company shows that a company got, let's just say, $246 million.
Mm-hmm.
But the government list says $846, so just the first digit was changed.
Mm.
So what they've done is they've tried to make it look like legitimate small businesses actually got contracts that went to Fortune 500 corporations. But like I said, the big thing is we finally forced them to release the information that proves that they've lied. And they've said that it was a myth that large corporations got federal small business contracts, and this information clearly shows that that wasn't true.
Wow. And so in your estimation at this point, is that how much of that money was supposed to go to small businesses?
I'll tell you something. When I say my estimate, I'll tell you what four Bush officials have told me privately. One executive told me it was over $100 billion a year.
Hmm.
And then three other sources told me it was somewhere over $65 billion a year. So somewhere between $65 and slightly over $100 billion a year in contracts that by law should go to middle-class America have been diverted to Fortune 500 corporations and some of the largest companies in Europe by the Bush administration.
This is unbelievable. So
it is.
So it is, I mean, when you saw it, were you surprised, pissed off, combination?
Well, I'll have to say I was shocked they actually gave it to me because I found this out the hard way. I've won a number. This was my fifth federal lawsuit I've won against the Bush administration under the Freedom of Information Act. And what they generally do is they'll release the information to some friendly media source. So I didn't know this when I won my first one, but the law allows them to just release it to anybody they want to. They don't have to release it to me. So historically, they'll release this information to the Wall Street Journal with what's called an embargoed press release. And what you will see in the Wall Street Journal looks like a story that the Wall Street Journal wrote was actually largely written by the Bush administration. And
right.
So, but they actually gave it to me this time, so I was kind of surprised, but I was just shocked that they actually gave me the information that I can use to prove that they've lied to the Congress and the press and the public for the last 7 years.
Wow. So what's your next step with this, Lloyd? And by the way, we're speaking to Lloyd Chapman, breaking news here with us on the one and only Mario Solis Marit Show. He's the president and founder of the American Small Business League, and they are disclosing now that after a vigorous lawsuit, the Bush administration has admitted that it has misdirected, I guess, billions of dollars that are supposed to go to small business contracts in this country. What are your next steps, Lloyd?
Well, we're working with several major media outlets, you know, newspapers and people on television to decide how to release the information. We're also going to be giving it to probably Senator Obama's office. I'm hoping that he'll help stop this. We've talked to him about this, and he's already issued a statement.
Yes, I remember that.
Yeah, we contacted all three presidential campaigns. He was the only one that responded, and he issued a statement that said it was time to stop the diversion of federal small business contracts to corporate giants. So, Senator McCain didn't respond, and Senator Clinton didn't respond. So, since he's the only person that's offered to help, we're probably going to give it to his office, let them take a look at it. And we'll probably file some more FOIA requests. Another thing that's happened, by the way, is we're getting ready to sue the SBA for the fifth time, because we've asked for information that shows that they've tried to shut this story down in the press. And just like we thought, we've definitely found evidence of a pretty aggressive campaign to try to get journalists to not do the story and misdirect people and misinform them. So they're not giving us all the information, so we'll probably file that lawsuit within about a month.
Well, please, Lloyd, you got to, as you always have, please keep us informed. We want to do whatever we can to help. This is extremely important. It's always shocking to me when we find out as small businesses are closing right now because of this recession, that we're spending, you know, billions of dollars with either big business or even sending some of that money to overseas firms. It's just absolutely nuts.
It's astonishing. It's just really amazing. And I hope the solution's going to come out of California. Senator Barbara Boxer has written a piece of legislation called the Small Business Fairness and Transparency Contracting Act that I think is going to solve this. So people should support her in her efforts to try to solve this. And we think it's going to bring, oh, probably $3-5 billion in additional government contracts to the middle class here in California if we can get it passed.
Excellent. Well, keep us informed, Lloyd, whatever we could do to help. And once again, congratulations to you and your team. Where can people contact you? What's the website, just in case people want to support you, which I encourage them to do?
It's ASBL.com, American Small Business League. They can go on our website and people can join, which I encourage people to do. The American Small Business League is the only group that's really fighting aggressively for small businesses and winning lawsuits. They can also see all the stories that have run on CBS and ABC and CNN about this and all the newspaper stories.
Okay, thank you, Lloyd. We appreciate your time. Once again, congratulations. That was Lloyd Chapman, president and founder of the American Small Business League, right here on the one and only Mario Solis Marit Show. It's 29 minutes after the hour.